With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A mass casualty event has been declared after a tornado plowed through an RV park in Lakeview, Ohio, leaving people under wreckage. A Logan County public safety message read, mass casualty incident, multiple building collapses with people trapped in Russell Point after tornado, gas leaks, accidents, fires, and power lines down all around Indian Lake, triage collection points set up. The National Weather Service warned there was a very dangerous half-mile-wide tornado on the ground, and it was damaging homes and structures. At least three people were killed in Indiana after the severe weather swept through. Officials in Winchester confirmed three people died in a trailer park due to intense storms. At least four tornadoes were reported across Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio Thursday. More than 13 million people in the U.S. were under tornado watches at one point. Also at SRNnews.com, the White House is declining comment on Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's call for new elections in Israel.
Schumer wants Israel to hold new elections because he believes Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way and is an obstacle to peace. At the White House, National Security Spokesman John Kirby offered no specific comment.
We're still focused, laser focused on trying to get a temporary ceasefire in place so that we can get the hostages out and get more aid in. That's where our head is right now.
Schumer is the highest-ranking Jewish elected official in the U.S. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Made the comments as Biden is losing the Muslim vote. Vice President Kamala Harris toured a Planned Parenthood clinic in Minneapolis on Thursday, becoming the first vice president to ever visit an abortion clinic while in office. Abortions become a key issue running up to the general election. This is SRN News. Political observers expect abortion to be the key issue as pro-life groups seek to counter misinformation being distributed by pro-abortion lawmakers. Dr. Ingrid Skupp, vice president of the Charlotte Lozier Institute, warns that the abortion industry is using fear-mongering to perpetuate a myth that pro-life laws deny mothers the right to life-saving care in the event of a crisis during pregnancy.
Every state that has pro-life protections allows an exception if an abortion is needed to save a mother's life. So it's absolutely a lie on its face that doctors can't provide life-saving care. But at a deeper level, I practice in Texas. I've delivered 5,000 babies. I've never had to perform a direct abortion, which is defined as having the intent of ending that unborn child's life in order to save a mother.
She adds there are a lot of fearful doctors who simply don't understand laws on the books in states where they practice. This is SRN News. Russian state media reports that Yemen's Houthi rebels have a new hypersonic missile. Correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
The report by Russian news agency RIA Novosti provided no evidence for the claim, only citing an unnamed official as the source. A new hypersonic missile would, however, potentially raise the stakes as the rebels continue to attack ships in the Red Sea since November. So far, the US and others have been able to down any missiles or drones that come near their warships in Mideast waters. However, hypersonic weapons could pose crucial challenges to missile defense systems because of their speed and maneuverability. The Houthis say the attacks are to force Israel to end the war in Gaza. I'm Karen Shamas.
The Houthis have for weeks hinted about surprises coming into the battlefield to counter the United States and its allies. More details at srnnews.com.